to give back to the creator. Say, I really like this episode and thank you very much. And that's what it's designed for. We've seen this in Web 2.0 across many other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and whatever. But what we've done also is enabled you as the user to go and put a micropayment value to that if you want to.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
Over the next few episodes, we're going to talk about the fun features that surround the listening experience within True Fans, which are found using the icons and tabs on the episode screen. If you're not sure what I'm talking about by episode screen, have a quick visit back to episode 7. Underneath the play or resume button are the first icons that we can use to start interacting with podcasts that we like. And the first icon is a lovely heart. What happens when I click on this icon, Sam?
Fairies and space dust appears, Claire.
That would be lovely,
wouldn't it, if it did?
Maybe
we'll add that as a feature. No, what it is it's a very lightweight piece of sentiment to give back to the creator. Say, I really like this episode and thank you very much. And that's what it's designed for. We've seen this in Web 2.0 across many other platforms like Facebook and Twitter and whatever. But what we've done also is enabled you as the user to go and put a micropayment value to that if you want to. So you can go into your user settings. So clicking on your profile image, go to user settings, scroll down towards the bottom of the page, and you'll see four fields for setting your default values. And one of those is like. So if you choose 10 sats or 1p, then save it. Every time you then go to an episode, when you click the heart icon, not only give the sentiment, but you also give a micropayment as well to the creator.
So that's at a whole app level. You can set that default for any episode that you like will be that amount that you've put in there. What about if you want to do that for maybe, this is a good one. Maybe there's one show you want to give them a bit more than you do give another show. Can you separate them?
Yes. Yes, you can. So a couple of episodes back, we talk about the information icon underneath on the podcast page. Click on that. Make sure you're a fan of that podcast first. And then you'll see those same four default boxes for play, comment, and like. When you put a different amount into that like box, then what happens is for that one podcast, we will look to see the value you want to give. And that will be the default value for that podcast. So you might say, universally, I want to give 10 sats to all the podcasts that I like. But for this one individual podcast, I want to give 50 sats or 50 tokens. And so you can override the default. And that's a nice way of doing it.
Yeah, you don't have to put that amount on it. To press the heart on its own is that sentiment, as you said, without taking anything out of your wallet.
Exactly.
And that icon then changed to a tick, actually, doesn't it? So if you're listening to the episode again and you don't like it, you can unheart it. No, I don't mean that. You know you've already hearted it. And the other nice thing about this is when people are maybe looking at shows and deciding whether they want to give it a try, the little symbols that are just above the play button, those metadata symbols that we have talked about briefly in the past. If some people have hearted this episode, the little heart goes up there and there's a number there so you can see how many other people have liked this episode. It's a bit like when you see ratings and reviews on other apps. It just gives that bit of backup that, you know, other people like this and this is worth your listening to. So that's really nice for a bit of kind of discoverability and giving you a bit of kudos and backup that this is worth listening to.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for listening. there are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into, and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.